You had initially looked at a corridor that would go along the airport land, is that right?
The airport road. Yeah, our operating premise is to try to put facilities where there's been previous development or disturbance or, you know, it's open and accessible. We're not breaking new ground. So we had a preferred route on airport property for that reason, you know, an access road and whatnot. And that was reviewed by Alaska DOT. And, you know, as you might imagine, there's preferences and interferences with some of that route proposal. So the short of it would be, it would behoove everyone if we move it farther south and likely off the airport property altogether.
And where does that put you on federal land, private land, or?
It's still within the city limits, but essentially along the southernmost boundary at the base of the hill. And not that many property owners, mostly public land, but some large parcel industrial pieces. And, you know, of course, we have yet to contact property owners and explore alternatives and compensation, of course.
And does that mean tree clearing for the corridor?
Oh, that's likely. It's likely. We don't envision it to be anything akin to the intertie between Petersburg and Wrangell and the Tyee generation source, probably more typical of an urban line, you know, 60 to 100 feet wide, depending on circumstance.
And the plan last year was to come ashore south of Sandy Beach and then go across from there over to Scow Bay, so that's roughly what the route would be?
That's correct. We received very good guidance from the Forest Service with regard to avoiding cultural and historical resources in the vicinity, and that's essentially why it ended up being south of Sandy Beach. That and the fact, it's a very popular area, so of course we want to avoid that. And it jumps ashore onto public road right away, fairly swiftly, and then at this point, what we would say is, yeah, it's going to head south, essentially to the city limits, and skirt the base of the hill.
And I know the public and people in Petersburg and the area would love an update, too, from the company when you get the chance. Do you anticipate coming back and having another public presentation about an update on the project and what's next?
Absolutely. We've been the well-intended, non-performing company whereby we would like to give a presentation and have kind of regular checkpoints or updates. Frankly, we were pushing so hard, so fast, past fall and into the winter, to present our draft before the expiration of the preliminary permit that we couldn't do it all. And I don't think that we could likewise say this is the project with certainty. What I would anticipate, based on our meeting Wednesday, is that in addition to a freshening or update, how we're going to do business and what our schedule is, that we will incorporate some type of regular public information and presentation in an open house manner. And we would ask the public to try to be patient with this and to try to understand that it is the nature of this process that the project design and elements and operation gets shaped as new information comes in, as agencies respond to current proposal or study, as the case may be, and as scenarios develop for, you know, use and purchase of power. You know, it is ultimately intended to be a best fit process with excellent documentation and understanding, and therefore it is a moving target. That said, at this point, it's not going to change a whole lot more.